The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this day for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good and so on. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to Holy Week, the most sacred week of the year. See, I trust you already know all about Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Holy Saturday. But consider that today, tomorrow, and Wednesday have a structure and a purpose as well. For the next 3 days, the first reading will come from the book of the prophet Isaiah, specifically from the Suffering Servant song, that mysterious section of Isaiah that prophesies that the Messiah will suffer for the well-being of his people. While the gospel for the next 3 days is going to contrast the person of Judas with three different groups. On Wednesday, Judas is contrasted with the rest of the 11 apostles. Tomorrow, Judas is contrasted with Saint Peter. And today, Judas is contrasted with Mary, the sister of Martha. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. Deliberately extravagant, deliberately ostentatious. She held nothing back, not even one single drop. The gospel tells us she broke the jar clean open, and this on a bottle of perfume, the Gospel of John tells us, was worth 300 days' wages, nearly a year's salary. And Judas, of course, now we contrast with him. Judas is visibly upset, falsely posturing as somebody who cares about the poor. Regretfully, it would not be the last time in history in which someone utilized the poor like a cloak of false virtue without having any real concern for their well-being. I wish that was the last time in history that ever happened, but regretfully, it is not. But it doesn't matter really what Judas thought, because the point of the gospel here is that Jesus praises and treasures what Mary did because she acts out of love. God only loves and values whatever love we show him in return. I once described this passage to a group of third graders, and I said, "Why would Mary take a bottle of perfume worth $50,000 and break it open all over Jesus' feet?" One little kid had the perfect answer. Shot up his hand right away and said, "'Cause he's God?" Perfect answer. You know, children sometimes have a wisdom that adults lack because they haven't yet internalized our value of utility. Don't we tend to value things so often based on their utility, What can they do for me? What can it be sold for? Regretfully, we also value people by the same false metric. What can he do? What does he have? What does he make? But God does not value utility the way we do. God simply loves and values whatever love we show him in return. And that's the conversion message that's at the heart of Holy Week. Above all else, Holy Week tells us a message that's nothing other than the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Conversion of heart means love, and love gives all, because that is how God has loved you.